Please turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs chapter 27.
We'll begin tonight with Proverbs chapter 27 and verse number 1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Boast not. Don't brag. Don't talk about all the things that you're going to do tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. One day can make a big difference in somebody's life. One day. If you ever read through the Bible in a year, you'll be reading 4 chapters or so a day. And when you read the Bible at that pace, the stories, the great stories of the Bible come at you one after another, and it starts to sink in how important in people's lives one day was. One day. One day, Abraham was told to leave Ur of the Chaldees. He didn't know where he was going. God said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. What a great blessing for Abraham to be able to know that all the families of the earth were going to be blessed through him. But he had to make the right choice on that one day. One day. He was 75 years old when God came to him and said, get up and leave Ur and go on a journey and I'll show you where to go once you get out there. Okay, Lord. One day. One day Jacob saw the stairway going to heaven. He wrestled with the Lord to obtain that blessing. And he had his name changed to Israel and became the father of a great nation. Let me ask you, what would have happened if he had not wrestled with that angel on that one day and obtained that blessing? One day. One day, Adam and Eve were in the garden. And they didn't know that this was going to be a big day. And the serpent came and tempted them and said, look at this fruit. It's beautiful. It probably tastes good too. Why don't you take some? And they said, no, we can't do that. God said not to. But they weren't ready for that one day. They weren't ready for that temptation. And one day, Eve reached out and took that fruit and ate it and gave to her husband, and he ate also. And because of that, the whole human race was plunged into sin. We're all born sinners today because of one day. One day for Adam and Eve. One day, their son Cain had anger well up within him because his sacrifice wasn't accepted like his brother Abel's was. And he got jealous, he got angry, and God said to him, why art thou wroth? And one day, that jealousy built up so strong in him that he went and killed his brother Abel. Mark was placed on Cain, and he was forever a refugee. One day changed his life. One day God said to Noah, build me an ark. You can imagine what it was like. Noah probably said, okay, Lord, what's an ark? Well, it's a big boat that floats on the water. Okay, Lord, but I'm not near the water. Well, that's okay, Noah, it's going to rain. It had never rained before. He probably said, Lord, what's rain? But whatever the Lord said, he did it. One day. The life-defining work, the life-defining work of Noah began on that one day when God came to him. And guess what? God used Noah to preserve the very existence of the whole human race because he was ready on that one day. One day. One day Jonah was told by God, go to Nineveh and preach to that city. Jonah didn't want to go. And on that day, he did not obey God. And he ran and went to Tarshish. And you know the rest of the story. Gulp. swallowed by the great fish that Jesus called a whale, so I'll call it a whale as well. And Jonah was swallowed by that whale because of one day. One day. One day, the three Hebrew teenagers, decided not to bow. And now their story is told in every Sunday school class, in churches across the country. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow on that day. And because of that day, their story has had a great impact on our lives and on the lives of people for generations and generations. One day, Daniel decided to pray again, even though the king had made the decree. Oh, he prayed three times a day, but today was different because now the king had made a decree. Nobody's to pray to anybody else. And one day, Daniel said, I don't care about the king's decree. I'm going to be faithful to my God. We ought to obey God rather than man. And because of his faithfulness on one day, we have the great story of Daniel in the lion's den. Wouldn't there be a hole in our Bible if that was missing? Wouldn't it be sad? Daniel thrown into the lion's den, and God preserved him through that trial. What an encouragement it's been to any of us as we face trials, as we face lions that seem to want to devour our lives sometimes. We know God can preserve us. He can carry us through. One day, David saw and heard the challenge of Goliath. He happened to be going down to the battle to take some food to his brothers. And he was faithful. He parked his chariot in the hands of a keeper, faithful in the little things. And then he heard Goliath's challenge. And one day, something stirred in his heart. And he said, isn't anybody going to take on this giant? He's blaspheming our God. I'll take him on. King Saul tried to outfit him in the armor. It didn't work. And then we have David with his sling. One little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And a giant came tumbling down. Amen? One day. On the other side for David, one day, it was a time when kings went forth to war, and David decided he was going to stay home and not be faithful to his responsibilities. And that was the day of temptation. Went out on his roof and saw Bathsheba, and the temptation began that led to a downfall of David and his immorality. One day. One day, Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. And because of that one day, they were mad at him. They thought, oh, he's dad's pet. Dad does all this good stuff for him. He gives him the fancy coat. Let's get rid of this guy. And one day, they decide to sell him into slavery. And they lived with guilt for years and years and years. You can tell because later, when they go and meet Joseph back in Egypt, remember the story? When they are talking to Joseph before they realize that it's him, they're talking among themselves and they say, these bad things are happening to us because years ago we sold our brother Joseph into slavery. And that's why all these bad things are happening. They live with that guilt for all those years because of one day. One day. One day Joseph himself was tempted by Potiphar's wife. Now the temptation, the Bible says, went on day after day. But that first day, he knew he was going to resist. And later on, she tempted him again. And on that day, she grabbed his coat. He didn't even stay to get his coat. He just took off. He said, I'm out of here. I'm going to have no part in this temptation. How could I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Or his words. One day, he resisted that temptation. And then one day, Joseph was called up out of prison to interpret Pharaoh's dream. And he was able to do it with the power of God. And then he was exalted to be second in the kingdom because of that one day when he interpreted that dream. How about Moses? One day, here he is. He knew he was supposed to be the one that ought to help God's people get out of Egypt. And he tried to do it on his own, and it didn't work. And he fled to the wilderness. Age 40, flees to the wilderness. Here he is 40 years out in the wilderness, tending the sheep, out in the mountains, and one day, he sees the burning bush. One day, he turns aside to see this bush that is on fire, but it's not consumed. And he goes over that bush, and one day, on that day, he heard the words of God saying, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. And God gave him a job to do. And God gave him a purpose to live. I imagine that Moses probably gave up. He was 80 years old by this time. He had been out there in the wilderness for 40 years. He probably figured, I'm just going to tend sheep. I messed up 40 years ago. I missed God's plan. I'm messed up. It's all over with. But praise God, he's the God of the second chance. Amen? Gave Jonah the second chance. Gave Moses the second chance. And God says, go back to Pharaoh now. And now Moses, at age 80, has a purpose to live again. A reason to live. Because one day, God spoke to him out of that burning bush. And he was ready to obey and heed the message. The exact phrase, one day, appears 24 times in the Bible. Let's have a little contest, okay? It's Sunday night. We'll do a little participation here. I'll give you one of the one-day verses and see if you can tell me the situation that it comes from. And we forgot our candy bars, Mariana. I'm sorry about that. I forgot our candy bars. We were going to bring four candy bars and give them out. Maybe you can get it on credit, okay? Can you write down who wins? Well, if she answers a question. All right. Here's the verse. Until thy brother's anger turned away from thee, and he forgot that which thou hast done to him, then will I send and fetch thee from hence. For why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? It's a tough one, Ben. Jacob and Esau. Yes, very good. Very good. Did you have it right, Elena? Okay. All right. No, he only gets one, so Ben's out. Yeah, you got one. That's one's enough. Too much candy's not good for his teeth. His parents might get mad at me. So, all right, the second one. Ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days. It went on to say that they would eat for a whole month. It's a tough one. Okay? It was when the people were begging God to give them meat instead of manna. And he said, okay, I'm going to send quail. You're going to get your meat. And you're not just going to eat meat for one day. You're going to eat it till you're sick of it. You're going to have quail for 30 days. You'll be sick of it, okay? All right, one day. One day they complained and said, oh, we don't like this manna. You know, imagine that. God supplying miraculously food in the desert. And they're going to complain and grumble. Let's not fall into that complaining mode. All right, here's another one. Good, I get that candy bar. Why didn't you raise your hand? All right, here's the next one. And this shall be a sign unto thee that shall come upon thy two sons on Hophni and Phinehas. In one day they shall die, both of them. Who had sons, Hophni and Phinehas? And they both died on the same day. Matter of fact, the dad died too on the same day. Cheryl's going, who? Trying to figure it out. All right, Tim. Nope, not Saul. It was Eli. This was Eli. Remember, he didn't train his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, and then Samuel came along and was to be the next high priest in Eli's place. And God told Eli, your sons are both going to be killed in one day. And then when he got the news, he fell backwards and he died as well. All in one day. Wow. Okay, one more. I know I picked hard ones, but... And the letters were sent by posts into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is Adar, to take the spoil of them for a prey. I heard that? I heard Dick first. Esther, okay? Dick and Anna got it first. Esther, one day. One day. Think about Esther for a minute. One day. Bible says that her uncle Mordecai said, Esther, you don't know, but probably for such a time as this, God has raised you up. In other words, for this one day, when he heard the decree, he said, Esther, you've got to do something. This is now we know why that you were chosen to be queen. Esther didn't know, but on that one day, she knew why. God allowed her to be queen in the land. It was to preserve God's people alive. Imagine if all the Israelites were extinct. Now, obviously, God would not allow that to happen. But if it did, no Messiah, no Jesus, no salvation. So that's why God would never let that happen. But still, Esther's life revolved around that one day when she would go before the king and see if he would hold out his scepter and accept her or have her executed for coming without being summoned. And she goes in that one day and she presents it before the king. And, well, she first asks for the banquet and so forth. But that one day that God raised her up for. There were two girls in my physics class that I taught up in the Detroit area. And we took a few days out of physics class to go over some things to get them ready for the ACT test. All high school kids take the ACT test so they can see how good of a score they can get and see which colleges they can get accepted to, sometimes which scholarships they can get and things like that. Well, these girls had already taken the ACT test, and they didn't realize that the assignment I gave them to get them ready for the ACT test was going to be a grade. And these were two very smart girls who had A's. And in physics, we didn't have a lot of grades to average, maybe just one quiz a week or so to average together. And they didn't really feel like doing that assignment. And they didn't do it that day. And at the end of the class, we exchanged them and graded them, and they got a really low grade. They got an F. And it just so happened that since we had so few grades, it dropped them from an A average down to a B average. Oh, they were so distraught. They came in and they said, oh boy, this isn't fair. You know, this isn't fair, you know. Well, why didn't you do your best? You should do your best. You don't know what's going to happen on one day. And I felt bad for them because that grade would give them a B for the quarter. And then they averaged that quarter with the other quarter. They had A minuses. An A minus and a B would give them a B plus. They'd get a B plus for the semester. That's what goes on their transcript instead of an A. And they had almost all A's on their transcripts, trying to get scholarships for college. And all that was going to be affected because of one day. One day. Now, the rest of the story is, it happened that there were enough other grades. The teacher kind of gave a few more quizzes. And there were enough other grades so that they still got their A-minus average for the quarter. But I'll tell you, they learned a lesson. One day. You don't know what's going to happen in one day. One day. The Lord Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven to take on human flesh and be born in a human body. One day he left the glories of heaven. We call it Christmas Day, don't we? And he was born in that manger in Bethlehem. One day he hung suspended between heaven and earth on that cruel cross. And now on that day he paid for your sins and for mine so we wouldn't have to pay for our own. One day he hung on that cross and he cried out, "It is finished. I've paid for man's sins. It's finished." And he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And the sky was dark in the middle of the day. And then he cried out, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And he gave up the ghost and died on one day. Oh, that's the pivotal day of all of history. All of history looks forward. Ancient history looks forward to the day that Christ would die on the cross. And now we look back to that day that he died on the cross. That's the day of our salvation. It's the day that your sins and mine were washed away. One day. One day. As we just sang earlier in the service, one day the grave could contain him no longer. And he rose up from the dead. Amen? One day, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ was displayed, and he raised himself from the dead, the first fruits from the dead. Somebody said, "Well, other people came back from the dead before that. How is he the first fruits?" Well, because he was the first one to raise himself from the dead by his own power. He raised himself from the dead, the first fruits of them that slept. The first fruits, the preeminent, the most important resurrection of all, our Lord Jesus Christ. He conquered death and rose in resurrection power. One day, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. One day, One day. And it could be today. Some of you won't be able to go home and watch the Super Bowl because it could be right now. And if we're saved, we're going to be in heaven. We won't care who wins up in heaven. One day, the Lord will descend and the rapture will come. Folks, if we would heed the principle of one day, the following truths would emerge in our hearts and minds and in our lives. Number one, we don't know when our one day will be. We don't know. Think back to some of these men we talked about. David didn't know that that one day on the roof was going to be the day of temptation. If he knew all that was going to happen and how he was going to fall and then end up being a murderer and lose God's blessing and have God's power and presence snatched away from him, he wouldn't have gone up on the roof that day. He would have gone to battle. But he didn't know everything that was going to happen on that day. We don't know when our one day is going to be. We don't know. Abraham living his life in Ur. Ur the Chaldees, everything going fine, raising a family, and all of a sudden God comes to him and says, time to go. We don't know when our one day is going to be. Moses and that burning bush, giving up and discouraged, perhaps thinking, I've ruined it. I'm just going to live out my life here in the wilderness. I'm not going to be able to get God's people out of Egypt like I believe God wanted me to. And then one day, God comes to him. We don't know when our day will be. Number two, your one day can totally change the course of your life. It might be the defining moment of your life. Some of you retired folks are saying, well, not me. Wait a second. Abraham was 75. Moses was 80. I know they lived a little bit longer back then, but you don't know when your one day may be. One day could be the defining moment of your life. Number three, because of that, we need to walk with God every day. We don't know when our day will be. The day may be the defining moment of our life. So we better make sure that every single day we're walking with God. Every single day we're in fellowship with Him. To resist temptation? We don't know. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. We don't know when it'll be. But there could be that life-ruining temptation that comes your way. And if we're in fellowship with God, we're walking with Him, we're filled with His Spirit, He'll give us the power to resist that temptation, just like Joseph, and he fled from Potiphar's wife. But if we're not ready on that day, we could be like David and fall. We could be like so many others in the Bible and fall and have our life get off track and the course of our life headed for ruin and destruction one day. One day. We need to walk with God every day to see the opportunities to be used in Christ's cause. Hey, tonight or tomorrow may be your one day where you get an opportunity to witness to somebody and see him get saved. And it might be that person's one day, their only opportunity to receive Christ. Maybe the Lord knows their death is imminent. Maybe the Lord knows that they're going to live for years, but they're never again going to meet a soul-winning Christian from a Bible-preaching church like this. Don't chicken out. That could be the one day. That could be the one day. We've got to be ready for the opportunities to be used in Christ's cause. I look back on my life and think about the one day that I decided to go to that conference where I met Pastor Roland and found out about you guys in Bethel Baptist Church. And it's changed the course of my life. And I'm excited about it. But one day, what if I said, oh, Lord, I don't feel like going to that conference. I'm tired. I'm between churches right now anyway. I'm just going to rest. Got a lot of things to do. No. One day, the Lord laid it on my heart. And praise the Lord, He helped me respond. One day to obey the Lord. We've got to walk with Him every day. Because we've got to decide to obey. What if Noah said, I don't want to obey you, Lord. I don't think I can take all the ridicule. I'm tired of all the ridicule people give me for being the one person left who follows righteousness and seeks you, God. And now you want me to build this thing called an ark. What if he said no? What if mankind was destroyed in the flood? One day determines the destiny of our life a lot of times. We've got to obey God. Oh, one day you'll decide to stand for the Lord or you'll give in to peer pressure. One day you'll decide to witness to that friend or that loved one or you'll keep your mouth shut and miss the one day opportunity. Young people, one day you'll meet the person that you will marry. And if you're in tune with the Lord, He'll lead you to continue that relationship. And if you're not, you could miss God's best for your life. One day. One day, you'll decide whether to resist temptation or to give in. One day, you'll decide whether to accept Christ as Savior or reject Him. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." The day to get saved is today. One day, God may bring before you the defining moment of your life. Oh, that we would be in tune with Him, led by His Spirit, ready to respond to His will when our one day comes. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, I ask that we would be in tune with You. That today and every day, we would be in fellowship with You, relying on You, resting on Your power and Your strength, not in the arm of the flesh. The arm of flesh will fail us. We dare not trust our own. Father, give us a faithful consistency in our prayer times, in our personal Bible reading, so that we can be walking with You every single day. And Lord, when those times of temptation come, when the times of blessed opportunity come, may we take that one day. May we take that opportunity from You. May we, in the strength and power of the Lord Jesus Christ, obey You and see You have our life on the track to be used in Your cause. Father, You're a great God. You have great plans for this world. You have great plans for the state of Florida. You have great plans for Bethel Baptist Church. Father, I believe You have great plans for our individual lives. Don't let us miss the opportunities You place before us. May we realize the importance of one day and stay in close fellowship with You each step of the way. Father, when we get out of sorts, when we get in the flesh and away from You, would You bring back this concept of one day to our hearts and minds? Bring conviction to us, Lord. And may we get right with You right on the spot and get back on track and ready for the opportunities that You'll bring our way one day. And I pray it all in Jesus' name. Let's all stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed. If the Lord's worked in your heart, I'd encourage you to make your way to the front row and have a time with Him. If you need some help, mention something to me, but I think most folks could just pray on their own today. Maybe you just like to commit and say, "Lord, I think I'm living for You, but Lord, don't let me fall away. I want to be right with You. I want to be ready for that one day." Perhaps there are some things in the past that happened where perhaps you feel like you've made the wrong choice on that one day. Oh, remember Moses and the second chance, and Jonah and the second chance, and David and the second chance. And let me encourage you to make your way to the altar and just plead with God and say, "Lord, give me another day. Give me another day. And help me to make the right choice this time." God could still use your life. As the piano plays, if the Lord's worked in your heart, please respond accordingly. Before we pray, let's take our songbooks. Let's sing that song that she was playing, "Take My Life and Let It Be." It's page 39 in your songbook. If you're familiar with it, you can not turn, but let's just go ahead and sing that first verse. Let's sing it as a prayer to the Lord, a fitting close for a message like this, and say, Lord, take my life. Let it be consecrated, dedicated, set apart for you. Take my hands, take every part of me, and let me be used in your cause. Let's sing it together.
Take my life and let it be consecrated more to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. At the impulse of thy love.
Let's sing that last together.
Take my love, my God.
Come for the offering. Father, I thank you for including in your word the concept of one day. Lord, we don't want to boast ourselves of tomorrow, for we know not what a day may bring forth. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but Lord, you do. So would you keep us close to you? Would you keep us in fellowship with you? Would you keep us in close touch with you so that when those life-altering decisions come, may we be ready. Father, may we be a ready witness this week. Would you empower us, give us a new boldness that comes from spending time with you. Give us that boldness that's not natural to so many of us, but that boldness that you promised, the boldness that those backward disciples had because they spent time with you. And Father, may we take that one day opportunity to share the gospel with the people who need it. Father, I pray that perhaps even this week, some loved one, some relative represented by someone here today would hear the gospel from our lips and be able to trust you as Savior. Lord, we'd come back rejoicing with a wonderful testimony on our lips of how great you are if you would answer a prayer like that. And let us see a long-term prayer request for an unsaved loved one answered this week. Lord, would you do it? It'd be pleasing to you. It'd be according to your will, because you will that none perish, but all come to repentance. So, Lord, we didn't want it to be that we didn't ask. Would you save one of our relatives here this week? And now, Father, we ask your blessing upon our offering. May it be used to further your cause. May we be faithful in the stewardship of these funds. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.